Hey, I'm Madonna. Welcome to the Natural Alternative. I was teaching my Kinesiology Foundations class this morning, and in order to do that, I thought, well, what are people in natural therapies going to be seeing in the next few years? So I pulled up the Australian Bureau of Statistics and what they're saying are the biggest things going on in Australia at present, which, of course, we're just a microcosm of the whole world, and the whole world has very, very similar health things going on because of well, lots of reasons, but let's just say shenanigans. So I just wanted to talk about the biggest things that our Australian government says are the biggest things in medicine. Then I want to pull it apart and see whether or not you feel the same as I do, that lies, lies, and damn lies. So let's just have a look at it. So for a start, from 2020 to 2022, 43% of Australians had medication given to them for mental disorders. Now, if you'll remember, something happened at the beginning of 2021 worldwide, and our doctors here in Australia were told to write down on their forms that it was anxiety if they complained of any side effects that happened because of something that happened at the beginning of 2021, which is sort of interesting, isn't it, when you have a think about that. So 43%, and I have one client. And she had really major side effects of said thing that happened at the beginning of 2021. And she was on antidepressants, antipsychotics, and anti-anxiety drugs by the time I saw her about 6 months later when she realized, okay, maybe this might be something more than just anxiety. Massive, massive side effects. Lucky she is still alive. She has put a lot of time, energy, effort, money into her health, and she's doing incredibly well. I've got another client now. If you've heard of Morgellons, so I've got another client with a parasitic thing that sort of comes out in big, long, 2, 3 feet, 3 feet strands from her skull. And if you've ever pulled the hair off your head, you know that doesn't happen. So it's interesting that that's been going on for now for 3, 4 months. And of course, they put the word delusional ahead of the diagnosis. So people are having things go wrong. They're not being believed. They're not being looked after. She was actually thrown into a psych ward at a hospital one weekend when she asked for help. So we do have some bizarre things going on where people are losing control of their own health and they're not being given support that really is required. This is just a fun little stat, you know. So for every man, woman, and child in Australia, the government has government. You know what, you meet taxpayers, $9,365 a person. So I know that isn't me. And so that's sort of interesting because that's on top of people's health funds. So health funds are also paying a lot. We all know that's like a whole system that is driven to keep the money flowing. In 2023, here in Australia, 450 new cases of cancer have been diagnosed daily. So again, we've only got a population of 26 million people. And we had in 2023 164,250 new cases. So 450 new cases of cancer every single day. Now we know there are turbo cancers everywhere. We know there's all sorts of reasons for this. Now, this is my fun one because I couldn't help looking at that and going, oh my gosh, really? So in 2022, they said that COVID-19 is the third largest cause of death. Now, let me remind you of something just for a sec, just for fun. This is Dr. Carey Mullis. I read his book, which is bloody funny. He developed the PCR test. He developed the PCR test, which has been used around the world. He developed the amount of replications we should use so that we're not doing misdiagnoses. And he says, the PCR test is not a diagnostic tool and was invented for the detailed study of DNA samples. Consequently, it cannot be used to diagnose infectious diseases. Interesting, huh? So he's the guy who invented the tests that the governments around the World Health Organizations, allowed to be used on the 1st of January 2020 with replications of 45, which means they're at least 98% inaccurate. So then you sort of have a look at the government statistics and you think, really? So we're the third largest cause of death in 2022. How are you diagnosing that? How much money was paid to doctors and hospitals and nurses and people if they use the diagnosis? Because that's what we're finding out now with lawsuits going on around the world, that doctors and hospitals were paid lots of money to make sure that COVID-19 was written as the highest reason for, so they might have died of fourth stage bowel cancer, but if they did the swab, they found the COVID-19, then it was put as COVID-19 with a secondary cause of cancer. And I've even seen, and I'm sure you've all seen it as well, you know, there's people who have died in motorbike accidents where they've done the swab, they've said COVID-19 caused the motorbike accident. So they're changing the way that things work in relation to death certificates, what they are allowed and what they are told to write in death certificates. Our own Prime Minister here in Australia is still calling any of our senators who are trying to get inquiries into what happened during COVID, whether masks worked, whether the distancing worked, the deaths, the COVID deaths versus the vaccine shenanigans. You know, so our own Prime Minister last week called everyone cuckers who aren't agreeing with the COVID science and who aren't agreeing with the government way of thinking. And he actually said something incredibly insulting to people who are opening their eyes and waking up to what's going on. If the PCR tests don't work and they're at least 98% inaccurate, which has been found to be the case, you know, across the world, there's lots of lawsuits going on at the moment. That means you can't look at any of the COVID cases as being accurate. So what are people getting? We rolled out 5G at exactly the same time. So every time on in the last 150 years, there's a book by Arthur Fürstenberg, and it's called The Invisible Rainbow, A History of Electricity and Life by Arthur Fürstenberg. It is a really easy read. It's fun. It's engaging. It tells lots of little stories about when people started experimenting with electricity 150 years ago. And he talks about how, for a long, long time on the planet, electricity's been one of these things we've been playing with. But every time they've introduced the new level of electricity, whether it's been for radio connectivity during the war, whether it's been connecting our aeroplanes to, you know, the Gs, the 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, and of course, it's already started to release 6G around the world in different places, but they're not advertising it because people are getting up in arms about it. So that's a nice little read, but yeah, he goes through the history of 150 years of electricity and how it affects us, and how every time there's a pandemic, there's often been a increase or another layer of electricity popped onto the planet for some reason. So in relation to the turbo cancers, I know that there have been so many people who have been pretty much fine, and then all of a sudden they've got fourth stage cancer. Some people are dead within hours or weeks or months. And this is a really interesting phenomenon because I've been treating cancer with clients for 30 years. I've been supporting treating cancer in clients for 30 years, and whether or not they want to go totally natural or whether I'm supporting them through their chemo and radiation. And I've always had a fairly good handle on the different things that people can use. In the last year, I've added in some more of the interesting things like ivermectin and fenbendazole and the redox signaling molecules, as well as my zeolites and lots of vitamin D and things like that, and sort of really looking at diet and interventions and things like that. But I just want to show you this article. This is from January this year, and of course, things are just worsening constantly. So we know that Albert Bourla, who was part of the whole Moderna thing, he's investing a lot of money into the turbo cancer thing with mRNA vaccines. It's going to come out and going to save the world, you know. So let's not talk about the damage that they've caused in the last few years. But let's have a look at this. And I'm sure you're all hearing these words out there. Turbo cancers, is this a new pandemic? This is Chris Willems. And he says, yeah, are we about to see a new pandemic of turbo cancer? Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla thinks we are. Booster shots of mRNA vaccine seem capable of waking up cancer and dormant viruses in the body. Doctors and oncologists have noticed it. Scientists are studying it. And gee, where could dormant viruses come from? I know we've all been jabbed since we were little kids, but anyway, whatever, let's not go there. Scientists are starting to provide a clearer understanding of why people who have mRNA vaccines and booster shots Pfizer and Moderna, are subject to more viral infections, for example, shingles and, of course, now Mpox. But the greater concern is that some oncologists are witnessing sudden and more aggressive cancers after a vaccine booster shot, whereas the cancers had been previously calm and under control. This phenomenon has been dubbed turbo cancer. Obviously, Wikipedia and Google says it doesn't exist, but obviously we have to read between the lines with things, don't we? We have two immune systems: our innate system, which we were born with, which has T cells to attack any rogue cells that attempt to enter your body. And then we've got the adaptive immune system, where you make specific antibodies from B cells in response to infections, for example, the bacteria and viruses that inhabit your gut. These prepare you for something bigger that may come along one day. The two immune systems cross talk. So the COVID vaccine damages your immune system. A study from 2021 in the Netherlands found that the BNT162b2 mRNA vaccine against SARS-CoV-2 reprograms both adaptive and innate immune responses. At the time, it appeared it was conveniently ignored. So as much science has been ignored over COVID, so much science has been ignored over COVID, haven't it? And it's never been peer reviewed. The reason it hasn't been peer reviewed is that the journals are refusing to take these documents. I know doctors who are trying to get things peer reviewed and they're not getting them published. So, and that's because people don't want to lose their funding, because Fauci is in control of so much of the funding worldwide. Yeah, we've all heard too often in the COVID scandals that scientists do not want to step over the party line for fear of losing Fauci funding for the rest of their scientific careers. The researchers were concerned that however effective the vaccine may or may not be, no studies had ever taken place about its immune system. In conducting their research, the scientists did note that the vaccine did have immune effects against several COVID variants, but these also started to wane off after 6 months. One of the studies that came out said that if there was any effectiveness, it was for between like 11 and 31 days. So they were recommending some people, like dentists here in Australia, get vaccinated every month because they're in contact with clients on such a close basis. So we know that the cancers are being triggered or activated by the COVID vaccines. We know that mental health statistics have been propped up because of the side effects of the COVID vaccines. And we know that when they're talking about the number of people dying of COVID-19 itself, we know it's inaccurate because they're using a test that's 99% inaccurate. So it's going to be an interesting time moving forward. The United Nations has got all sorts of things going on this month where they're trying to pass changes to their documentation via silence. So I would highly recommend getting onto James Roguski's Substack. I did an interview with him earlier on this week, and I'll be doing another one, hopefully, I'm not sure, but later this week sometime. Because again, if we're not paying attention, these big groups, these big unelected bureaucrats of the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the United Nations, they're all getting away. They're getting away with murder. They're getting away with murder at the moment. So they're not reaching their goals of the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They're not. But we know that if people go in for the next Mpox jab, if they go in for the next flu jab, if they go in for the next bird flu jab, each time we're lowering our immune system in our body. Each time we're There was one study out of Sweden, and again, it was a couple of years ago, and they found that the COVID jabs were deleting some genes that protect us from cancer. There's a book that you hopefully you've heard of. It's called The Indoctrinated Brain: How to Successfully Fend Off the Global Attack on Your Mental Freedom by Dr. Michael Nels and Dr. Naomi Wolf. And he was studying SARS-CoV-1 back in, 2000, 2001. We know it was manipulated in the Wuhan labs, and we know it's been gain of functioned and all that sort of fun stuff, so that they get more and more virulent and make us more and more sick when they introduce these lab-created viruses out there into the public so they can create a pandemic anytime they want. So he says, throughout the world, mental capacity is declining, especially a young among young people, while depression rates are rising dramatically. Meanwhile, one in 40 men and women suffers from Alzheimer's, and the age of onset is falling rapidly. But the causes are not being eliminated, quite the opposite. Can this just be coincidence? And what people have said about this book. If Dr. Nels is right, his theory here will be as important as Dr. Sigmund Freud's discovery of the subconscious, if not more so. Michael Nels has written a provocative book arguing that the COVID-19 generation in particular will be ultimately be deficient in memory and cognition due to the combination of brainwashing and toxic exposures launched by a self-appointed technocratic elite group and applied to all of humanity. The book provides some detailed scientific support for the direct effects on the hippocampus that lead to these dire outcomes, fascinating and terrifying at the same time. So when I look at those top things that the Australian government is saying that 43% of us have had mental health disorders increase in the last, 2020 to 2022, when we again 450 new cases of cancer every day in 2023. 2022, the third largest cause of death being COVID-19. I'm just not there. I'm not with you, Government of Australia. I think you're lying. Anyway, take care. Bye.